Okay, so even if it's the least worst outcome, but just to put a fine point on it, do you believe that any of that $55 billion ends up in the hands of terrorists?
I think that some of it will end up in the hands of the IRGC or of other entities, some of which are labeled terrorist. To some degree, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that every component of that can be prevented, but I can tell you this. Right now, we are not seeing the early delivery of funds going to that kind of endeavor at this point in time. I'm sure at some point some of it will.